Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second, the first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third, the center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth, the catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Walkup. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jim Walkup. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second, the right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting third, the center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Larry reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Farrell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Larry scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Clift moves to third. Carey moves to second. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Larry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-1 in the game. Solters hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards the mound. Walkup reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell scores. Hemsley moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0-for-1 in the game. Walkup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almada moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Almada moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Almada scores. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Dahlgren moves to second. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dahlgren scores. Melillo moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Williams reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. There goes Farrell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 4-2, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 2 in the game. Salters hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cook moves to third. Faye Thomas now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cook scores. Almada moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Almada scores. Cronin moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin moves to third. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Coleman out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Mazara now playing right field. Tommy Heath now catching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melillo scores. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Mazara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Clift reaches second base with a double. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Clift scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Hal Warnock pinch hits for Faye Thomas. Hal Warnock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnock hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Melillo who tags Larry, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Carey moves to third. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. Soltis hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Van Atten now pitching. Bo Bell now playing first base. Hal Warnock now playing left field. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive to right field. Mazara throws towards the plate. Heath fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heath. Cronin scores. Farrell scores. Dahlgren moves to third. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clift. Dahlgren scores. Melillo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Almada. Mazara reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almada strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 12-3, Red Sox. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Warnock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnock is 0-for-1 in the game. Warnock hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Almada. Warnock reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Larry reaches second base with a double. Warnock scores. It's 13-4, Red Sox. Ray Pepper pinch hits for Russ Van Atta. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-4 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.